The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on earth." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. When he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus left the disciples, but he promised, "I am with you always until the end of the world." So even today, Jesus stays with us. Do you believe that Jesus is by your side, within you? Do you believe that? Not much. Yes or no? Every time we receive the Holy Communion, we receive Jesus himself. Body and blood become our body and blood. His divinity become our divine life. That's what Paul says. "Today is not that I live, but Christ that lives in me." And that's the meaning of we are sent to the world, not for your own sake, but to spread the gospel by living his spirit of obedience, of listening to the word of God, by obeying the will of God the Father, exactly the same. For 3 years, we have learned the life of Jesus is not always easy. Not always people welcome him. Even people take advantage of him or just at the back took some notes in order to accuse him. They don't trust him at all because he doesn't come from a noble family. He's the son of carpenter. You see, that's what they say about him. Today, we are not known by many people. But that's good. It's important that Christ lives in you. God sent us, especially when you go away from the Philippines to Hong Kong, it's more meaningful. The gospel for years, more than 400 years, spread in the Philippines, in Hong Kong, only 100 years. But we are all mainly pagans. It's a matter of fact, I come from a pagan family, a Buddhist family. If my father is still alive today, I couldn't be a priest. Because he is one of the strong members in the Buddhist branch. I'm not saying unfortunately, God has his providence. I knew about Christ through the Anglican Church, the name of Jesus through Anglican Church. I studied in the Baptist school, so I know the importance of baptism. And then I was baptized in the Roman Catholic Church. That's another providence. But it's what Jesus leading us step by step towards him. This is my experience. God lifts me from a pagan family into the family of God. You too, we are all different, but we are all the same We are the same group. We have the life of Christ within us. Every week when we receive the Holy Communion, when we go home, it's no more that we live. Christ lives in us. He wants us to share this good news for others. Not exactly you have to preach because you have all the excuses, you didn't study theology. It's important that you live the spirit of Christ, His love, His unconditional love for us, so that we can live the same spirit with others. Unconditional. Many times we do something good in order to. Jesus said, no. You just do something good on my sake. Whatever you do to the least, you do to me. That's the word of Jesus. That's very important. Many times we forgot. We just come once a week to church and say our prayer and finish as if complete. It's not it. If the life is not changed, you miss the chance. Jesus expects you to encounter Him. Jesus is inviting you, not only for yourself, so you be the channel of His grace towards the others. You don't have to preach. You don't not even to invite people to come to church. But your spirit of joy, heart of forgiveness, it touches people. That Jesus, through you, will preach to the world. We are nothing, but with Him, we are possible to do many things. Even today, you can stand before the church, sit well in the church, not because of your merit. Without the grace of God, you cannot sit still in the church. If you can still sit down and meditate and make many petitions, thank to the Lord, because God is protecting us. If without His gift, we can't do anything. Jesus says the same thing. Without me, you cannot do anything. So even today, you can stand, come back to the church and stand and pray. Thank the Lord, not because of your merit, because Jesus loved you. So much so that you forgot about Jesus Christ. You thought that you make an effort. It's true, you have to make your effort. But without the grace of God, we can't do anything. So today, a special occasion, we pray for one another that we be like Jesus, sending His disciples. Today we are sent as His disciples. Spread the good news. Stay with Jesus. So the whole week, remember, not only you, we are the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ. You, together with Christ, go to the world. If Jesus, next week come back, if the fruitful merits that your life become the life of Christ, and we ask a special grace today, each one of us share this life through the communion.